Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone. This is Christine Marie.
This is Julie. It's a windy day here in the Midwest.
Oh, a weather report.
A weather report. We're at the back.
60 mile an hour winds.
Hello, Skilling. Just call me Tom Skilling. That's right. I am. It's windy out there.
I guess you've noticed, though, that I've been absent this week from a lot of stuff. You know what that's about, don't you?
No, really, I don't.
Well, if you look at my calendar, about 80% of it I've got scheduled as executive time.
Oh, good.
That means you cannot find me.
Exactly.
I have been binge watching The Man on the High Castle.
Oh, that's right. You've been well, we've had some issues this week, and it's been interesting because we've been off work unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wiring issue in the semi.
Yeah, you know, when the 18 wheeler's down,
right?
Everybody's down,
right?
And so,
and as you like to remind us, it's not like this is a fun time.
It's not like vacation.
No,
because you're not making money, and you're also going to be knowing there's your wreck. We were off a whole week,
right?
So you're racking up a huge repair bill. But the mechanic said, you know, because the truck was smoking on the inside. It was filling with smoke.
Filling with smoke.
And the mechanic said, yeah, I've seen this issue before, and some of the guys have come in with their doors on fire.
Their doors on fire. So I guess we're lucky. That was on our side.
Yeah, we were blessed. We were blessed to be off a week. And we got a lot accomplished.
Exactly.
I did a lot of binge watching.
Yes. Well, and it's funny because you go to yourself, okay, you're unexpectedly off for a week. And you don't know you're going to be off for a week.
No.
Each day you're like, they may get the truck in a day.
That's right.
I may get in there. Yeah. So in some ways, it's not perpetually Friday.
Right.
It's perpetually Sunday.
Right.
Which is, I can go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can go to work tomorrow.
Maybe it'll be done tonight.
Yeah. So you're thinking, I can't start a huge project. Mm-hmm. I can go to work tomorrow. I should have a little fun because it could be my vacation. Mm-hmm. I can go to work tomorrow.
And we chose sugar
and binge watching and we cleaned out a closet.
We did.
And we did some good things.
Yeah,
we did
the Maria Kondo closet method.
I took advantage of our monthly electronic recycling place.
Yeah, and we took advantage of a recycling place in Rockford. It was kind of weird and eerie. You turn into this corner, and there's a guard that you have to go in and sign your name. And he says, just follow the arrows. So you follow the arrows. And there's, like, all these, like cans, like big cans and, like, fires and stuff like that. And there's just, like, guys that look like I don't know, like they're going to beat your nose in
or,
you know, break your knees. And you go in there, and they go, stay in your car. And you go, okay, where's this stuff? In the back.
Right.
They lift it up, you know. And then, of course, we have Elliot back there, and he's barking his head off. And then they go, we can take this, but leave the latex paints.
We
don't take latex.
It's so interesting because we recycled this week, right? We recycled that stuff.
Yeah.
We recycled electronics.
Yes.
And then, you know how things happen in weird cycles. And then Doug calls me up. He says, you don't recycle, do you? I go, well, what do you mean by recycle? I mean, do we daily recycle? Mm-hmm. I call it reusing. We repurpose, you know, mm-hmm. before I throw it away.
Right.
I give things a second use before I throw it away.
And what did he want?
He goes, because it's all a ruse. It's totally, nobody recycles. They take your recyclables and then they throw it in the trash and dump it anyway. And I'm like, oh, I go, okay, we knew that. That's not surprising. Yeah.
We just did our part in the chain.
I took out the middleman.
Interesting because we filled the back of our Kia.
Yes.
Kia. It's a Kia.
What more do you want?
And we filled the whole back and they raised the back door and they go, whoa, what's this about? I mean, well, you know, and I was surprised when I really looked at it how big TVs used to be.
Oh, right, because we got rid of four TVs.
Four big TVs.
We got rid of three computer monitors.
Right.
And one
computer.
We had all this stuff. I said, yeah, because when you upgrade and the thing that you have, it's not broken.
Mm.
You're just going from a tube TV that literally weighed 100 pounds.
Right.
to a thin, you know, thin TV that you just pick up. You're like, well, this is nice and light.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I was looking at, you know, that TV that Dad won.
Yeah.
At the party.
Yeah.
I think it was about $300.
Yeah. I know.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you looked at how big these TVs, and this, these young kids that were taking it out, they go, does any of this stuff work?
Yeah. Like they're it like, all works.
You know? It all works. And they,
it's all yours if
you want
it.
Put this on the side.
Yeah.
Put this on the side.
They all work. Well, and I, in some ways, because it was cute, I don't know, they must have been, they're all high school students.
Yeah.
So they must have been part of a service-oriented
I agree.
Group.
Yeah.
Maybe from
very
the high school.
Sweet. Yeah. Very
all
sweet.
In there. And my thought was, they have probably never seen TVs this big.
No, they're like, what is this?
Like, what's going on here? Yeah, these TVs are 20 years old, but I remember, this is so funny.
What
I
is
have a
this?
Picture of you and me. Mm-hmm. You're holding me as a little baby, mm-hmm. and you're next to Grandma D'Antoni's TV, and it was a TV on top of another TV,
and eventually there was another TV on top of that.
Yes,
and that's what you did.
As you did, because like
that's your version of recycling.
That, yeah, like I don't. Well, oh great, because the TV came in a box, that became your table when it was over.
Yeah.
Now you got a TV on that. And I just thought that was grandma.
Yeah.
Like I thought, oh, no one does this. And sure enough, I think I saw that exact thing on The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah.
About that Italian family.
Yes, or
that,
exactly.
Not Italian, but the Catholic family having lots of kids
Catholic
and all that
family,
stuff.
Yes.
And so forth. So I'm going, oh, yeah, that's right. I mean.
That's what we do.
You're like, well, what do? You can't throw it away. They say you can't throw TVs away.
Yeah.
So you have to wait until there's a recycling thing. And. Mm-hmm. It must have been years because I had a van full of electronics waiting to go.
They asked for your identification because they didn't believe that one person could have all this stuff to recycle.
Well, and gratefully, I was on the right side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're in the right county. And if we did, we're on the wrong county.
They wouldn't have taken it.
And I say, no, sorry.
Find your own.
Fine, go in the other county. Well, our county doesn't have one. Too bad, so sad.
Yeah.
This is our county. This is our county recycling place. got to keep you guys out of here.
So, our county is pretty good. They'll take cardboard.
Yes.
In on different
various
days.
Stages. Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll take the electronics and so they're pretty good.
Well, and it's interesting because we've been doing this and I've had to. We've got a bigger goal ahead of us, and I don't feel like sharing it right now while we're doing all this stuff. And, but what's interesting is, and I look through everything through that guy's like, does this help me get to there or does it hurt me get to there? You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. That's what she asked.
Yeah.
Does this take you into the future or does this leave you in the past?
Right. Yeah. Because there are things that I wouldn't mind having. Like I went to a party last night and I'm going, oh, you know, I love my Coach purse, but sometimes it's just a little too small.
Right.
It's a little too small. Like the last weekend we went to the movies and I've had purses this big and this firm before. And Doug's like, I just bought this Diet Pepsi. Can we sneak it into the movie theater? I go, typically I can say yes because it'll fit right in my purse. No foul, no harm, no big deal. You know, we'll buy popcorn. Don't anybody email me saying like, how dare you take the hand from me? Yeah. Sometimes I rebel against paying for $5 for a soda.
Right.
Just sometimes.
Yeah.
Mostly they get our money. But once in a while, it just makes me feel like we're evening the score a little bit. You know.
Viva la revolution.
Exactly. And so I saw like this Michael Kors purse. And I'm like, oh. And my first thought was, this could easily fit a large McDonald's Coke. I go, man.
I'm sorry,
and
that was great.
I mean, it was firm, too. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't a soft purse. Mm-hmm. It had like a base.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I could easily put, mm-hmm. I mean, it probably, you might have thought of it as like, some of us will go, oh, my doggy could fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
a purse doggy, you know, but no, I go, oh, this could fit Doug's Coke in here, Diet Coke or an iced tea. Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I go, this could be my next purse.
Mm-hmm.
It'd work out fine for me, mm-hmm. so forth.
But you know, what's nice about it is that because of, you know, the internet, you can actually sell your Coach.
I know. And go, I'm not going to. I love this Coach.
Yeah.
But I could use another additional purse, just one. And it's,
I
think to myself, though, I don't want to add anything to my life.
No,
I'm getting rid of.
Yeah.
I need to get rid of all first.
Yeah.
And then let's see what comes back.
Right. I love that idea. I mean, I want to keep making room to see what the new the future brings in.
Yes. And it's just nice.
Like I spent, well, I spent like just about $40 on 5 different things that were going to make my closet awesome looking.
Right.
You know?
And oh my gosh, you can tell that we're all feeling the need to clean, organize, or at least a portion of us. Because I went to Menards the other day, mm-hmm. and they have literally tripled their closet section.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I bet it's 1/10 their store.
You know, we need to pay attention to
yes.
this. And I heard that actual Goodwill are like filling so much to the brim that they're starting to turn things away.
Yeah.
And
we've
like,
got too much stuff.
Goodwill turning
well,
this never
going to
happen.
I was giving away some stuff at the Goodwill store, and you have to go in the back entrance.
Yes.
You go up, you honk.
And you honk.
And the
they
guys
come out
yeah. with the fun tattoos. Yeah. And you're like, and I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, hey, guys. And like, hey, Missy, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, just a little, they come walk here, with a little like, bit of a
swagger.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know. And I go, I don't know what led you here, mister, but I know that.
God bless.
God bless. This is part of your plan for a better future.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But I looked in the back, and I noticed that someone had donated a ship. You know, like a wooden ship with
no,
many sails that
no,
go on
like,
top of stuff.
Like we have our...
We have one. Remember,
yeah.
we had two.
Yeah.
Threw one away because it broke.
Yeah.
And for a split second, I thought,
I want the wooden ship.
I want the wooden ship.
Yeah.
I don't care. And then my other part of my brain goes, stop.
Yeah.
Because you'll be donating this back again.
Well, here's the thing about the wooden ships. Okay, I think they're awesome, by the way.
This is the biggest problem.
But we had two, and that dumbed it down.
Oh, right.
One wooden ship placed beautifully
yes.
adds. Two, you're like, what's the deal
what's
with
the deal
wooden
with,
ship?
Yeah. Are
they collect?
Are you this kind of person?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden
everything becomes nautical.
And then everybody's buying you nautical
yeah.
crap
oh
for Christmas and your birthday.
yeah. You
it's
get
like,
a sailor hat. Holy
yeah, because
crap.
People are just waiting for some kind of clue.
Yes.
Like, oh, great. You're like this? Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I got some
true
kind of clue.
Wooden ships.
Oh, okay. Those kind of people.
Yeah.
They're nautical, the wooden ship people. Yeah. Then the next birthday, you get a ship in a bottle. And you're like, oh, great. And then it's just, you're on there.
Yeah.
It's like when someone knows you're a precious woman, a precious moment girl.
Oh, my God.
And then,
thank God they go, they're precious moment people.
Precious moment people. And then it's just like, oh, here's a precious moment.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And you don't know how I started, except someone
yeah.
gave you the first one.
Yeah.
And you were like appreciative. Oh, that's
yeah,
so sweet.
Yeah.
And then you're
know?
Supposed to display them.
Yeah.
And so then you had to buy a display case.
Yeah.
And at
it
some point,
it just starts multiplying.
And it never was your first decision.
No.
It never was, oh, I'm going to be the girl that collects these.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the day, there was this thought like, oh, you keep your precious moments and you keep the boxes, it's going to be worth something someday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't think they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're worth what you paid for, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
I like Norm's brother collects Barbie dolls.
Yes, he did at one point.
I don't know if he still does.
I don't either.
But you know, so he's like a 70-year-old man collecting
yeah, I couldn't buy
Barbie dolls.
Because they grew up in
now
value.
Now it's just creepy.
Yeah. Like really, yeah, I mean, how'd that work for you?
You open this closet, here's my collection.
Well, at some
and then
point,
you have the music.
Well, because at some point, if you pass them on to your kids, you know, your 70-year-old son's got to sell them at a garage door. Yeah, you know, like going, yeah, my dad collects Barbies. He said it was a good investment. I don't know. I've been trying to sell them on eBay, but they ain't going.
No.
Everybody's selling them on eBay. You know, I know they're numbered, but, you know, my days are numbered too, people.
Yeah, I got to get rid of these Barbies.
I got to get rid of these Barbies.
Yeah. The only thing now is Zach Baggins will come in and find out that one of them's haunted.
Yes.
That could up the value. That could up the value.
Well, I'll just make it.
Yeah.
I go, don't you feel a chill?
Yeah,
chill?
I have a chill.
I'll turn down my temperature in the house. Don't you feel a chill? It's a chill, right?
I feel like some energy just passed through me.
Yeah, passed through me. Do you see the eyes? They move? They move with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the eyes.
Yay.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Yeah, oh, I go, yay.
The price just doubled.
We now have in Dixon, Illinois, the Haunted Barbie Museum.
Exactly.
Oh,
not just the Barbie, not the Barbie Museum.
No,
the haunted.
I said,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you had
haunted,
it up.
Haunted,
I love
Barbie
it.
Museum. Oh well, my God, we got something here.
I agree.
That's. And, I mean, why aren't we? You know, I bet if you look
lazy.
On GoDaddy, www.hauntedbarbiemuseum.com, I bet it's available. See, you went to a birthday party last night. And see, here's the thing.
Sorry, it's that, I would, if it's not available, I will be like,
I want it.
I'll give you $5. I'm just going to like, have to be available. It has to be available.
See, I'd purchase it.
I feel like I sound like I've drank like, you know, a lot this today.
You feel like you've had like your waterlogged or just drank a lot?
No, like I said, available.
Oh, you also said something else too. You reversed the words.
Did I already? Yeah. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, you said a purse doggy. No, doggy purse. No, you said it was just the opposite.
Just opposite way. Yeah, yeah. Got it. Oh, it's already in. There you go. Love it.
But I was wanting to talk to you about like you went to a kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and I think it's so interesting because in our day. You know, yes. If a kid had a birthday party, first of all, only the rich kids had birthday parties, our lucky kids.
Right.
But, you know, people like me and my parents, like, I'm not having a house full of kids. Baking you cupcakes, whatever. So, but whenever I went, you know, it was like, oh, my God, you know, we'd have cake and ice cream. We'd play pin the tail on the donkey, you know, and maybe some other kind of, you know, fun little game.
Right.
And, you know, pop balloons.
Right.
That was just like fun. But now this is a real business.
Right.
There's like stores that are like open
just
primarily
for kids.
To hold kids' birthday parties or celebrations and things like that.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
It's smart because at some point the parents need to stop taking responsibility for their kids' stuff and
like
going,
I don't want a house full of kids in my
house. Let's go here and do something.
And therefore it's contained.
Yeah.
Like if the parents don't make it there in time or they, you know, it's not like it's a big deal. You're not waiting by the front door. It's all like
a thing.
I love the fact
and so
that
what
it's
they,
just like
it was
there.
At a chocolate making chocolate factory or a chocolate store.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Now, like we've had in Dixon, I think it's like a craft store.
Yeah.
Like the kids come and they have little tables and they can do a craft and then you can bring.
You keep saying crap. I know. Are you saying it intentionally or am I hearing it wrong?
I say craft.
Craft store.
Yeah.
I'm hearing craft store.
Well, what was it when I did the movie too? I haven't crafted in decades. What was the word I was trying to say?
It was cracked.
Cracked. Oh, yeah.
I haven't
cracked. I was going to say that. In our movie, people, Zitz, a zombie dramedy.
Right.
If you go look at it, in my scene, I say, I haven't cracked.
Is it cracked in decades?
Cracked the code in decades. But I think it sounds like I say I haven't cracked.
In decades. Yeah, in decades.
Yeah. No, it's been decades since I've cracked. This code. Yeah, something like that.
That's right. It sounds like it's been decades since I've cracked the code.
You must go see it, people. YouTube it. Zitz, a zombie dramedy.
Yeah, so the birthday party was awesome. But it's so fun to think that these kids go to a chocolate factory.
Yeah.
And they make chocolate pretzels. And it was so sad, though. The first thing I come in and my little niece, my littlest one, she goes, Aunt Julie, I got something for you. And she just takes her hand, gives you chocolate, and she like wants me to eat it right out of the bat. And it was things that she made.
Yeah.
And it was a chocolate covered pretzel with a gummy worm on it. And it had like, and the first thing she said was, she called it garlic chocolate.
Mm.
I go, honey, I don't really want it. I'm sure it's delicious, but garlic chocolate. She goes, no, I'm just calling it garlic chocolate. It's not really garlic chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
There's no garlic in it.
Mm.
But so here, try it. And she just has her hands on it. And I'm just like, oh, you know what? I, in the name of Jesus Christ, my immune system is good enough to handle this. And I go,
you're calling in all the resources you can.
Because I don't want to disappoint her and saying, listen, girlfriend, that hand of yours has been everywhere. And I don't feel like putting that in my mouth.
Yeah.
But I just took it for the team.
You took it for the team, girlfriend.
And I just took a little bite, and I thought, oh, I bet, you know, they use sugar as a preservative. I bet the sugar's killing all the bacteria. And then my mind's going, oh, no, bacteria love sugar. Bacteria love sugar. I'm like just calling the high forces.
Yeah. call in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes. And like, I am not going to get sick. And today I feel pretty good.
Oh, good. Yeah. But I understand that. But I do find this fascinating, though.
Yes.
That there are these places now.
Yes.
That are, I don't know if they're franchises or what, but these, finally, I think probably a woman.
Yes.
Made these little stores up because they're like, they understand other moms do not want, they'd rather pay for this experience. It's like, what, an right. hour long or an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Because kids cannot hold their attention
and it's
span.
Here and it's gone. But you know what? Can I say more than that? Hold on 1 second.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay. You're closing the door.
Yes, just in case.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Okay. But anyway, what I love about this for a business model is that you've taken a business that is just retail.
Yeah.
Here's a piece of chocolate. Yeah. I buy it. You take your percentage.
Don't you love this?
And you turn it into a service.
Yes.
Which is, we're going to have an event.
Yeah.
And I'm going to charge you $500.
Like, and you don't mind.
And you're like, you $500, I'll pay it.
Yeah.
You know, some people go, that's a lot of money for a party. Yeah. But if you're having a big party for, you're going, well, there's 30 kids here.
Yeah.
$10 a kid. Yeah. That's $300.
I totally agree with
and
you.
And that could be the whole profit for that store's day.
Yeah.
And they did it in service oriented. Yeah. I'm like, brilliant. And I'm thinking for Doug, like, can he have a tanning party? You know, how can he turn his business into a party kind of say? I don't know.
Get you know, a dozen little third graders to tan.
To tan, just for a minute, to get him going.
Yeah. But I do think, though, that that people have just gotten so much smarter.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, like, children's birthday parties.
I agree.
I heard one time that wanted to have a swim party at their house, have a nice pool and everything, and then one of the parents goes, you know, I need to really, before I drop my kid off, I need to look at your pool, assess if it's clean enough for my kid. And you're like, you know, yeah, you're right, you know what,
I don't need that crap. Yeah.
I'm having it at the craft store. Or I'm having it at the chocolate store, or I'm having it at the ice rink, you
know. Yes, exactly.
Some place that's contained where they can have
it's specific, everybody knows what you're getting into. Well, and then also too, I would think to myself, if somebody wanted me to take a picture of my pool or say, is your pool clean? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, the pH level is perfect. Just ignore
ignore the poop in it.
Just ignore the Tootsie Roll. No. We play Tootsie Roll game here. You know Marco Polo? It's Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Find the Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roller.
Yeah.
We play See If You Can Find the Turd. Because they're really, if you got a bunch of kids, there's always going to be
come
one.
Come on.
There's always going to be one or two.
Yeah. There's going to be a little urine in there and a little turd in there. Mm-hmm. Truly. Let's just not, you know, pretend it's something that's not.
Exactly.
But the pH balance would be really great in that pool. With enough chlorine in there.
pH, pretty high piss content.
Exactly. And come on, really. Mm-hmm. You could be in a lake where it's just, speaking of lakes. Speaking of bodies of water, I learned an interesting fact yesterday that took me by storm, and I just was like, what
this is. Share.
I'm gonna share. Okay, listening to Radio Lab, and they had a show on loops, different kinds of loops. I'm not sure they had to really define this thing I'm going to tell you as a loop in a very weird way. I can't even tell you because I don't think it's a loop in the traditional sense.
Is it more a meme?
Yes. So there was this whale that had died off the coast of, I want to say Nova Scotia, but it could have been California. I don't know, but there was a whale out there.
I like Nova Scotia better.
Sounds good, Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. And this oceanographer who studies whales wanted to go and, like, get to sink to the bottom of the ocean and observe it, because nobody ever does see it first happen. They see there are whales in the bottom of the ocean, and they see what it looks like, but he wanted to do it at that moment and to kind of be like
CSI. Do they sort of sink it themselves, or does it eventually sink all
eventually
by itself?
Sinks. Basically, you know, the whale will pop from all the gases in its gut, and then it'll sink eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went out there and they tied like literally 2,000, it's like 25, 35 foot whale. It's a big whale. And they said, you don't know the smell of a
dead whale.
Dead whale until you smell a dead whale. You're like, is this putrid? This is the worst smell ever. Mm-hmm. And birds were eating on it already and all that stuff. They tied 2,000 pounds of concrete to its tail. And it still was afloat.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then they decided to start shooting holes in it to burst the gas.
Yeah.
And it still stayed afloat.
Whoa.
Now, I thought that was interesting because I'm thinking, oh, this is what men would do.
I feel sad already.
Well, don't. Because I don't feel sad because, I mean, whales die eventually.
You never think of that, though.
Right. And then, but if you think of the circle of life, that beast, I mean, the calories it'll give to the ocean is huge.
Right.
So then what they talked about later was this, that there's a cycle that the whales go through once they get to the bottom of the ocean. Like within 2 hours, all these fish come and eat it, like hundreds of fish, and they don't have teeth. They're like mashing gums that immediately just go to town on this whale. Mm-hmm. And then eels come right afterwards. Mm-hmm. And like hundreds of eels. And it looks like Medusa's head.
Wow.
And then it talks about all the other things that come. And then at some point, the bones, there's this other bacteria on the bones. And it looks like it's a polar bear because it's covered in this wavy bacteria. Now, the interesting thing about it that I thought was fascinating, that, first of all, nothing goes to waste.
Right.
But a whale's life is about 45 years.
Oh, my God.
And do you know how long it takes to, I'm looking for a D word, not deteriorate.
Decompose?
Decompose. Mm-hmm. Do you know how long it takes?
45 years, I would say 2 weeks.
45 years.
What?
Basically, the length of its, in comparison, like not exactly,
right,
but the length of its life, that's how much it feeds the ocean floor. You know, like,
whoa,
before it's completely gone and everything has been eaten away.
Is the ocean just filled with dead whales? How many whales are there in the world?
Well, it's filled with everything dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, but what I'm saying is, I mean, like, at some point, the carcass becomes... it becomes its own ecosystem,
mm-hmm,
where fish are eating off of it and bacteria. I mean, everything. And then it's like it could last 45 years.
Wow.
And I thought, this is amazing to me. That, and then it makes me feel sad because I've always said to you, which is kind of gruesome, like I thought about...
You always want to be buried in a burlap bag.
Yeah. You know, and then to decompose and mm-hmm let the things eat me or whatever, mm-hmm, stuff like that. And, you know, like, mm-hmm, you know, I mean, except that, and if it's a crime and then they go, we have to exhume the body, or like, oh, I don't want to exhume that body. Like, you know, that body's going to be munched on, you know, yada, 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 and so forth.
Okay, so if there's a crime, you just put that down that you do not want to be buried in a burlap bag.
Right. If there's a chance that I was murdered.
If you were murdered.
I don't.
You want to have to find the murderer.
Yes. And be like, okay, no, we can't. We've got to keep, you know. But also, you couldn't, if I want to be buried in a burlap bag, which I'm not sure if it's legal or not, I don't think I could be, I can't be,
autopsy or no,
you know, they take the stuff out of you and put stuff into you, put
it formaldehyde. What is called? Come on.
I can't think of the name of it right now.
I can't either. When gosh darn it.
So.
Should I ask Alexa?
No. I really don't care how I'm done as long as I'm done. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to, I definitely want to be done for sure dead before this happens.
No voodoo zombie.
Yeah, please make sure. Well, and then the weird part is I saw this one stupid dumb Doctor Who, which I like Doctor Who, but this one episode messed me up. And it was the episode where once you're dead, you still feel what your body's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all these dead people praying to their family, please don't cremate, please don't cremate me. And then you just hear screams going on. And like, what's that noise? Oh, He's being cremated. He's being burnt alive. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. And so now I know this is not to be true, but just that thought in my brain, like, I never thought about that.
That you still could feel stuff.
Yeah, you still could feel stuff. Yeah. Like, that's horrible.
But you were saying too, like, we were listening to this episode on pain.
Yes.
And this one person who had extreme pain said, I didn't know God's love.
Yes.
Until I experienced, was it being pulled apart limb by limb?
Right. Okay. So, yeah. I didn't hear. Yes. I don't know exactly. So, here how the story went is talking about the same actual show, actually, which is really weird that how the whale and this story can be in the same show.
Yeah. Well, and here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here we are in the same show. It goes full circle. Life is life. You know? So it was, this woman was talking about how she experiences intense pain 24/7, but she doesn't experience it when she's like distracted, like in a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go to a horror film intentionally and like don't, she doesn't realize she's in pain. Mm-hmm. She comes out, but then her pain is almost intensified, like it was ignored for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and now it's like, hey,
yeah.
don't forget me.
Ooh.
And but she's on this journey. Nothing works. No pills work. Nothing mm-hmm. works. And she said she saw this documentary about
saints
and how they viewed pain differently.
Right.
And that she would actually see people being flogged in the form of a spiritual experience
right.
or going, you know, and
burning they would, up and yeah, smiling.
And then smiling. She's yeah. like, oh my gosh. So she went in deeper into this investigation. Like, how
right.
is this happening?
Right.
And she read somewhere that this one saint said, my whole life, I wanted to live for God.
Yes.
And couldn't, and give myself fully to God.
Yeah. And wanted couldn't. To understand God's love.
And
really, it's, and that really is a different thing.
Yes. Because
I think about that quite a bit because we know what love is.
Yeah.
But they said that in the Bible, it wasn't until the New Testament, it wasn't until Jesus came on the scene that we began using the word agape love
mm-hmm.
because we never understood a love that was so giving and without expecting anything in return.
Well, that's
because we always do something and going, hey, if I do this, will you love me more?
Right.
Oh, if I do this, God, will I get back 10%? Or do you,
yeah,
you know, there's
right.
always,
I'll give you 10%, God, but it's coming back tenfold, right, God? That's our deal, Leo.
Yeah.
That's what
it's always, and there's always a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until Jesus that we understood that there was just somebody up there that we acknowledge
yeah.
that loved us
yeah.
without expecting anything in return.
Well, we're always
so
looking
I don't
for
think
the...
I've ever felt that.
No. Well, we're always looking for the happy ending. Like, I love the stories where...
Oh, you can get that in Dixon, right on the corner of Hennepin and Galena.
The happy ending?
Yes.
Thank you. Or down
$25.
There. Or down there in Florida. Because of, you know, the coach...
Oh, is that
was or the owner?
Was it the Florida,
the massage parlor?
Yeah. The owner of the what the team was it?
Patriots.
Oh, but he was in Florida.
Well, yeah, because he owns a place in Florida because that's where all those guys live.
Got it.
Because they don't charge.
Got it.
You know, state taxes.
Right.
You know.
Well, so, hell, Arkansas doesn't charge state taxes. You're just Tennessee, girlfriend.
Right.
Well, I want to get down there,
well,
girlfriend.
Well, I guess what I heard, though, this is not just a normal... This is when the lines get blurry. I know we're getting two different subjects, but we can talk about this right now. This is fine. Because we listened to Dan Savage. And so we also listen to other stuff where it's like, yeah, we cannot have sex trafficking. You know, we got to stop this. I was at a... Where was I at? Where the heck was I? I was at Casey's yesterday getting a cup of coffee. And they have a community board. And they have some rules on what you can put on the community board.
Mm-hmm.
And they said absolutely nothing about garage sales or things to sell. Not for sure. Not that.
Well, what else is there?
So there's a big sign uh-huh. that said, you know, are you having to do sexual favors to pay your rent?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, And I was, you know, I was getting my coffee, but I was reading this. I'm like, all right, I wasn't getting a coffee. I was I had ordered some chicken for Doug and I, and I was waiting for the chicken. So I had time to kill, and I was reading the community board. And so they had 5 or 6 questions.
There's a whole lot in that, what you just said. First of all, he sends you in to get the food. He's sitting out there smoking or whatever he does. He sends you in. You've got to wait. You probably paid for the chicken then.
I did. this time, yes. He paid for the second coffee, though. This is good now. Okay. So anyway.
Community board.
Yes. I'm looking at community board. I'm reading.
The rent with sexual favors.
And I go, I had a thought. Think about it. I go, well.
In a way, everybody does.
Nothing's for free. Come on. And I go, okay. I move on to the next question. You know, is somebody beating you so that you'd have sex with their friends? I'm like, what?
That's interesting.
There's a couple of my Doug's friends I wouldn't mind sleeping with, but they wouldn't have to beat me, and I haven't cut. They haven't, you know, it hasn't come up yet. I figured, you know, it's a taboo topic, So I don't think with that question, and then you know, like, are you being forced, you know, to work without pay? And I'm like,
that was the trick question.
That was a trick question.
You know, all those 10 questions, and there's always the one that's the trick question.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you know, it depends on what you mean. Because the truth is, I do some stuff that I'm not getting paid for in the real sense. I mean,
The dollar for hour.
Yeah, in the dollar for hour kind of way. But, you know, I get paid in other ways, you know, and so forth. But I had to think about that. So I could legitimately have answered a couple of these questions correctly.
Yeah.
And then he said, hey, you might be a sex trafficker or being trafficked for sex.
Wow. Oh, wow. The definition.
Like, I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
And so.
Wow.
So down there in Florida, and I said, well, so I kept the number. Mm-hmm. I tore the little tag off because it was out of the
while you're waiting for your chicken.
I go, okay, keep this in my pocket.
BTW. Yeah. Put this in your pocket.
For the future. I may need it. I don't know. And they said,
where's the helpline? What was it?
It was an 800 number or 815 number. I don't know. And then so.
But really, the truth is maybe they really weren't wanting to help you.
No, they just were looking for somebody else. Employees. Yeah. We're down.
We do it better here.
Yeah. Hey, we have benefits.
Yeah.
You're looking for 401k and medical? We got that covered, girlfriend. Like, well, you know what? Okay, I'm there for that.
Yeah.
You're already broken in.
Yeah.
You know the job.
We make you, we say we make you a Lyft driver.
Yeah.
And then get in the back seat and do it.
Exactly.
That's your tip.
That's your tip. I don't get it. What?
I'm just saying that some people should have a real career as a drive in a car, and then they can actually do it as a side.
Oh, got it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
I would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the birthday party. You really have the store.
Yeah.
You are selling chocolate-covered pretzels. Then you make a lot more money when the people who want the party come in.
I'm already a woman with female parts. Why not make money from it?
That's right.
Is that what you're kind of telling me?
And you already are driving for a living.
Right. I'm already doing it. Might as well make some money from it. I get you.
But here's the thing, though.
Okay, tell me.
I understand female part kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If I had to go into the business, I'd only want to do hand jobs.
I understand that.
That's it. Somebody.
But would you do $20 ones, or would you be like?
If I had to just do one thing, I would call it something else.
I would charge like $500 a session, but I wouldn't call it just what you like a happy ending kind of thing. I would call it more like therapeutic.
I could give them therapy.
Yes.
They could come on. Because we have this guy in Dixon. He took my idea.
Yes.
Because I have the rocker on my porch.
Right.
Where I rock my patients.
Yes.
He calls it Grandma's Porch.
Right.
Where he does his therapy.
And you know, darn well there's a rocking chair on that Grandma's porch.
But I can now just rock my patients.
Yes.
And at the very end, give him a hand job. Yeah.
Charge $500.
And charge $500 instead of,
I like that. It's a whole thing. It's called all therapeutic.
Yeah.
And
therapeutic
see,
hand jobs.
But see, here's the dealio, though. Huh. If you then take your money and give it to dad to put it into the checking account, and it's not in a joint checking account.
He becomes the sex trafficker.
And you're the sex traffickee.
Oh, my God.
And you just, you know, and so
I just unempowered myself.
You unempowered yourself.
I got to open my own checking account.
Exactly.
Damn it.
So yesterday in the news, talking about Florida,
yeah.
Because I, at some point, because Douglas calls me and he's all up in the arms. He's like, did you hear about so-and-so and dirty old man and all this stuff? And I'm like, I did not hear. What went on? So-and-so was caught, I don't know what exactly, went down there, but, at a massage parlor. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, I'm not that upset with it.
I thought it was a little dramatic.
And then he was over the top.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay. Then
dramatic.
I go,
oh, take a chill
pill. Owners of the Patriots. He hates the Patriots. Got it.
That's it.
And then I sat with it a little bit longer. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. And then because I heard in the news, they're calling it a sex trafficking dealio. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, so they're thinking that these prostitutes or whatever they are
have been sex trafficked.
Yes, meaning they're not getting their full pay, mm-hmm. or they've been taken from other places and forced mm-hmm. to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen for people. No. And you listen to Dan Savage, and they said this, like, not all sex workers are sex trafficked.
Right. Not all sex workers are being forced.
Right.
I mean, we hear calls on Dan Savage all the time where the person is getting paid, they're enjoying their work.
Yeah.
They go, I hate it when I talk like this, or when they go la da.
Yeah.
I let it go da da.
Yeah.
I really just hate it. And I'm sitting here doing it myself.
Oh.
Yeah. But
let me flog you.
This person was going on a vacation with their sugar daddy.
Yes.
So there are some people that are absolutely empowered doing this.
Yes. It's an empowerment. It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Right.
So I get it. So we have to differentiate between people, we have to.
I think we do.
I do too.
And are we smart enough to do that, people?
And then I was talking to Doug about it yesterday, though, and I go, I wasn't as irate as you were about it, but then I get Doug.
Right, okay.
And then I go, but I'm thinking about it more. What the ick factor is that he's 70. These girls are probably in their 20s, I'm guessing. And it does feel a little bit ick. Like,
yeah, but that's what he's paying for, probably.
That's what he's paying for. And I'd rather be.
I don't mind if that's legitimate and it's all empowered.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when a girl calls up and she goes, I'm very happy. My guy is in his late 50s. I'm in my early 20s. He has kids. We have kids. We're very happy. We're open.
Yeah.
I think there's more of an ick factor.
Exactly.
Than a 70-year-old guy.
Paying for it. I agree.
If the women are being sex trafficked, that's a different
story. How do you know? And not all people are being sex trafficked.
Right.
It's a crazy world out there. And in so many ways, I'm grateful I don't have this as my kink.
I mean, and some people probably would rather do that than be cleaning hotel rooms.
They would.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what I would do. Like I said, I don't mind hand jobs.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
As long as you weren't having to clean the room afterwards. If you're like,
I'm the person, wash the towel after. It's like, what do I do with this?
Well, it's sort of like, are you the person who makes a cake, or are you the person that cleans, washes the dishes afterwards?
Right.
You've got to decide.
Yeah. I'm the sous chef.
You're the sous chef.
No, I'm the chef.
And I guess I'm the one cleaning up the mess. So if you started your own business, you'd be the one that was doing the getting paid the most, and then I'd have you'd be like, Julie, I'm done, and I get my next client in 20 minutes. Can you have the room clean? I'm like, whatever,
Mama.
And then you're like, and then you pay me minimum wage.
Yeah,
you get the $500 per hour.
You get paid,
and I get paid minimum wage.
But I would add to your 401k.
Thank you. You'd add the 10% to my 401k. Yeah. But then
I give you health insurance.
But then I go like, well, at least I don't have to do the hard lifting. I'm cleaning up the hard lifting.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
But then if at some point, you're like, you get a little smarter and you go, I think I could do this myself.
Yeah.
And then you break away from me and you start your own on the other side of town.
Competitive.
Yeah. And instead of being, farm and fleet, it's fleet and farm.
Yes, that's right.
So now we're.
Instead of being happyendings.com, it's endings happy. Ending happy. .com.
There's a question mark in there. We just don't use it appropriately.
Yeah, we have to figure that one out a little better. We're getting there. Yeah. We'll have it all worked out so that we can have our whole storyline.
Here's what happened. Which side of town do you want to go to?
I definitely had to be in this side of the county because I need to be able to recycle stuff. Yeah.
Excuse me, I recycle this. You got a big jar. Everybody's like going, no, no, please. What am I going to do with this?
Just put it in your compost.
Just bury it.
Yeah, just bury it. I don't want
to
see.
I want to see. I want to go to the bottom of the ocean and feed fishy.
Exactly. That's what it is. That's all it is. Don't ask. Don't
tell. It's just fish food.
It's fish food. It's mayo. No. So yes, that's what we're looking for. I see our storyline, and see, I love the fact that you've been getting more and more creative because I am.
I'm down with it.
Yeah. You know, we haven't done our 3 hours a day like we're supposed to.
No.
They don't know about this yet, though, audience.
No. Should we tell them?
I don't know.
Not only are we following the Marie Kondo method.
Yeah.
Now we're following the Jim Collins method.
Yeah.
Of creativity.
Yeah.
shit. But we have no time for anything else.
But the problem is we have our own methods. We just tweak it. We're like open to learning something else. You got to shake things up once in a while.
Yeah. Plus we're crazy fucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait. We got to edit that out.
For heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Because we got to up our ante.
Yes. Can say hand jobs. You can say that. As long as I don't say the last, like, I don't hit all my syllables.
Right.
I feel it's all okay. It's just suggested.
Well, like in French, France, you don't say like the last letter.
Yes.
So if I said Hanja.
Yeah.
Hanja.
Hanja.
It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Blah-ja.
Like. Totally good.
Fa. Fa.
That's too close.
You sound kind
of too close. Yeah. Too close.
Then but that like, was French. Pardon my French.
Yeah, pardon my French.
Pardon
people.
My French people.
Pardon my French. You know, we got about 9 minutes left of our show.
Oh, can we talk about exploding tennis shoes?
Well, that's weird.
What were you going to talk about?
Well, I do have a story about exploding shoes.
No way.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I'm there for that.
What were you going to talk about?
Well, I don't know now. You tell me.
Well, I was just going to say, though.
Because I'm curious about
this. I just saw this. I was just watching the news, and I saw a basketball player from Duke. They're playing a game, and he's doing this kind of, you know, crazy move, and it looks like he's like, falls and breaks his, like,
ooh,
you know, pops his knee or whatever.
Yeah.
But his shoe broke. It kind of exploded, and it was a Nike.
Ooh.
And the
like an Air Jordan kind of thing? Like you pump the air up into the Jordan?
I don't know that much.
Okay.
But what was interesting is that they said the day after this happened, Nike stock really fell. So you realize people, you know, if you want to play in that arena, you got to expect your stocks to fall.
Yeah. Or you, like, what if it was all like a, what they call it? You know, you know when you have
fake,
yeah, like no, the he shorted his stock, shorted the stock.
Wait a minute,
I shorted.
Stop it! I just shorted. Stop it!
And so
wait, you promised you wouldn't tell.
Yeah,
again, once again, you out me.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
but he wanted to short the stock, so he shorted it, and then. So he made, like, how can I short Nike?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to make my shoe explode.
Yeah.
I'll take one for the team.
I sharted.
And then it'll become
all
like.
All those crazy.
Yeah, it'll come like athletic
sure.
gate.
I get it.
Like all, because what happens is then Nike shorts, or Nike gets shorted. And then Nike goes down. Adidas goes down.
Yeah.
Like just tumbles down, right? Because that's how industries happen. Yeah. And then we find out 5 years later that literally it was all planned, you know, and also that they could short the sneaker industry and they have made millions of dollars off shorting.
Yeah. If only.
Only that could happen to me.
Yeah.
So luckily, no, I always watch.
I short my Yeezys.
But you know, it's so weird that you say this. It's weird that I hear a story similar, but not. I was watching the Weather Channel, which Doug makes me feel old by doing. Mm-hmm. He's like,
He'll call me up. He says.
No, he'll call me up and says, are you watching the Weather Channel? I go, I don't want to tell you. He goes, you're watching the Weather Channel. He goes, yeah, I am. I like the Weather Channel. What are you going to do about it? And they were talking about the 10 top extreme like events or extreme activities.
From weather.
Just life, you know, that involved weather.
Right.
Such as this one was an ultra marathon or an ultra triathlon. I think it was a marathon. Through Death Valley in the middle of July.
Whoa.
Where Death Valley had the hottest temperature in the world. That's the United States, baby. Yeah. 138 degrees.
Screw you, Nigeria.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia, you got nothing on us. Yeah. But 138 degrees. And for some stupid ass reason, there are people out there that go, this would be a great place to run an ultra marathon. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I can't, you know what? I really.
We're American. We do extreme things.
Yes, exactly. And I can't get my kicks off of, you know, Highway 66 anymore.
Right. That's right.
So I'm choosing this path. Unless 66 runs through Death Valley.
666 does.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Highway 666
does. Highway 666 runs through Death Valley, baby.
There you go. And for boom, 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 boom.
You can't say that anymore. Know, Greg doesn't like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So anyway, so I see all these. They're not young people. These are people like, or maybe by just the chance of doing this, by mile 30, they no longer look youthful. But they all looked like in their 50s. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys are nuts. And they're all just hobbling along, and they have these contraptions to keep the sun off of them. And they said the biggest...
What a contraption is that?
Just like they tent? Create these... Yeah, like they create these like umbrellas, like looking hats.
And they run with these umbrella hats on?
So that the sun is just a little bit off
That's
of them.
That's got to be fun to see,
it's
man.
It's hysterical. But the biggest problem they have is if you don't pick the right shoes, your shoes have the potential to explode.
Oh, my God.
And to melt and to, like, and then you're just screwed. Because then what do you get? You got exploded shoes.
Yeah.
Because the roads are 180 degrees.
Yeah, you can fry an egg on them.
Yeah, you can fry an egg.
So your tennis shoes probably just melt. They just die stick to
them. And then explode.
Whoa.
And so...
What kind of shoes do they wear?
Well, Nikes are bad.
Nikes? Really?
No, I have no idea. But
I guess Nikes will never sponsor us now.
Yes. Please, we're just joking. We love... I have several pair of Nikes.
Yeah, we love Nikes.
I love Nikes. Yeah. I typically wear a men's 10 and a half Nike, if you want to throw that out to me.
Like, it's not pretty, but they're comfortable.
They're comfortable. They're probably going, 10 and a half men, that's a
And she also has a pair of Vans checkered shoes.
Just checkered?
Haven't you ever seen those Vans checkered shoes?
Yeah, they do. I do not.
Yes,
I
mean, you do.
All right. I mean, let's try and make it seem a little cool.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So that was my extreme. Do you think I'm nerdy and dorky for watching Weather Channel?
No, not at all. I get up in the morning and I go, Alexa, what's the temperature in Dixon, Illinois today? That's the first thing I say.
Yeah. She did not respond back to
she
us.
She did not respond to me.
Because she knew it. Oh.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She does. She's like,
I
know. She's having those.
Well, the other day, though, you were whispering.
Yes.
To Normano.
Yes.
And then she said to you, do you want me to whisper?
Yeah, she did. I was whispering to Normano because I didn't want you to hear.
Oh.
And then she goes, I hear you're whispering. Would you like me to whisper too? I'm like,
what?
That's
no.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. I go, only if you can talk dirty to me.
We were just talking about you wearing men's shoes, but that's okay.
What?
I said me and Dad were talking about you wearing men's shoes.
I'm sure you were. Yeah. Honestly, I bet that moment you probably were. Because why else would you be whispering except to talk about me?
That's right.
You're like,
I just don't want you to hear this.
I've got the M&Ms in my closet drawer. Are you okay with that? Yeah, great. Don't tell Julie.
Don't tell Julie. We can't
She's trying to
drop
sugar.
We can't have any sugar anywhere.
We don't want to support.
Funny is that Jill was going through a couple of tubs with Dad since he was home this week.
Yes.
Because of the truck being you know, down. And these are tubs that probably Dad hasn't gone through probably in 3, 4, 5 years.
Yes.
And Julie was finding all of his stash.
Yes.
Like all of his old candy stash.
Yes. And I also found, and this was in a different bag, it was Aldi marshmallow cookies with Graham. It's like, so it's a Graham cracker marshmallow cookie, marshmallow, and all dipped in chocolate.
Was it still preserved?
Well, it was half open.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, this bag was way in the back. So I'm like, okay.
Does it still look like a cookie and everything?
And then they also had, look, I mean, I threw it away because I'm like, come on.
I mean, it's probably been 3-4-5 years.
And also, come on, Dad, I don't like those kind of cookies. I mean, you know I'm not going to eat those. I mean, if you're going to want me not to eat your cookies, just buy cookies I don't like.
Right. That's
I hate coconut.
Yeah.
Marshmallows, I'm not a fan of. I mean, it's like, why do I just want to eat marshmallow?
Yeah.
I like marshmallow Rice Krispie treats, but what's the point, you know? So, yeah, I just, you know, but yeah, it's hysterical. There are stories of lore where families get together and they have to clean up their father or mother's life, and they look and they realize that their parents, for them, have hidden like a $10 bill in every book, you know?
Something for, hello, darling.
Hello,
this
darling.
Is for you.
Yeah. That will not happen for me.
No.
What will happen for me, I will clean up. I will go through everything. Yes. Like, oh, so sweet, so sweet. Like, oh, fucking more M&Ms. I go, M&Ms with peanuts. None of them open. I go, M&Ms with peanut butter.
Dad just loves to hide M&Ms.
I don't know why. We don't say, hey, you can't have your own sugar.
I know. I think he lives like that. We deny him everything.
We deny him nothing.
He hides everything.
He just spent $500 on his eyes this week.
Yeah.
For just glasses.
Yeah.
He could have gone to Walmart.
And $2,000 on the truck.
Yes. Good job, Normano.
At least the truck's working again and we're back to work, people.
Yes.
Yay.
Happy endings. Happy
endings.
Isn't
that great? We're all back to work now.
So how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.